got to keep searching for your headphones. Where are they? Where are there? They are. Well done.
I was tied in a knot for a second.
Oh, that's like me. I can never. I hate wires.
Yeah, same.
Half my life has been taking wires apart, undoing them.
Yeah. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Happy Friday to you!
3 to 7, woo! It's Thursday. Don't throw people off.
Oh, it's Friday. Yeah, everybody's going to take a three-day weekend. You're not going to work for the man tomorrow.
We're going to try and take a three-day weekend, but we're saying hopefully everybody else can.
You all should. Don't come in tomorrow. It's a three-day weekend.
Correct.
That's what it is.
All right. How was your night?
Fairly good.
Good.
Yeah,
fantastic.
I remember most of it. You?
You remember most of it? How about that? Good.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Today on our show, Pornhub fetishes.
Oh, nice.
The most searched for fetish in each state.
Are we able to really discuss this much? Oh, okay.
Yes, it's quite generic.
All right.
One of them is super effing weird.
Yeah, why? That's going to be from Idaho or Iowa.
No, I believe it's Montana.
Tennessee. Tennessee. All right.
Tennessee is
effed
up. I was
going to say they're really bored out there in
Montana.
There's
something wrong with them.
Tennessee, yeah. That's true.
Dodgers have game 5 tonight. We're going to talk to Molly Knight on the phone at about 3:40.
Cool.
There was a couple that found a dog in their luggage. It was their dog, but they didn't pack it.
Oh, no. You know, cats love to do that when you're starting to pack.
They
climb right into your luggage every time. I could easily see overlooking the dog.
That's what this dog did. Oh, and then I think their luggage was overweight or something like that, so they had to open it up. And the dog was just like, hey, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, so this is where you guys go, huh?
You thought you were leaving without me.
This seems boring. Looks like an airport or something.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad that happened.
And Roger Waters is getting married for a fifth time.
Yeah. Well, he and I split up, and it's over.
The fifth time.
Yeah. Fifth time's the charm.
That's what I've heard. That is the saying. We also have a 4-pack of tickets for the LA Kings.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Which I'm very excited about. Yep. These tickets are for Saturday night.
Yep.
Tonight is the home opener, but these tickets are for Saturday night. And our high-low game.
Yeah.
Is up to $1,300.
That's right. Despite what maybe Marcy was saying.
Listen, Marcy.
Cold medicine. She was not adding right.
Was she?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's quite all right.
So it's 1,300.
Yeah. Sometime between now and 4.
And the last guess?
Was, 21, which was too high. So somewhere between 0 and 95, but not as high as 21, I guess.
Correct.
Technically.
So you'll be able to figure that out coming up this hour. It's 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I'm very interested in this little bit of information.
How about a map of the United States?
Yes.
From Pornhub.
Yeah.
With the predominant search for each state.
Did they really put this out themselves?
Yes.
I love that they did that. I mean, is that in the agreement somewhere? I don't remember signing. I mean, I don't know that I would have been there.
I don't have any idea.
Signing that, hey, yeah, sure, go ahead and tell everybody what we search for.
Most of them are pretty, I would say you would be able to guess them.
Sure.
California, for example, the main search is Asian.
Okay, right, sure.
Oregon lesbian.
Okay, interesting. Where's Portlandia? Yeah, so that makes a weird sort of sense. Okay, the show.
Let's see. Washington?
Yeah, state.
State? MILF.
Okay.
Makes sense. Minnesota is librarian. That's...
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
Twin Cities.
Yes.
Going for the naughty librarian look. That's awesome. I love that.
Here's one of my favorites, and I don't fully understand it as a search. But we're talking about porn searches from state to state.
Probably the main ones in each state. Your state
is Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And their main search is droopy balls. How is that their number one search?
Porn. Maybe it's just one dude. He's on 24/7. Or a nice lady. 24/7 search. I need to see some more. I need to see some more of those.
That's not a...
No,
that's not.
I guess I could...
I don't think...
publish some pictures.
No,
I could definitely go without actually seeing them. I
no. How is that their number one search?
That's interesting. Very.
And droopy.
Yeah. Like, you're talking old folks?
Right.
Or just something going on?
Wow, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't understand. There's a bunch more lesbian, Asian, MILF. There's a whole bunch of those that go throughout the country.
Mm-hmm. What's New York?
New York is MILF.
Come on, New York.
The panhandle of Texas is, and this is another strange one, Goth Hospital.
Wow. That is specific.
Is that a thing? A goth hospital?
I can totally
where they
picture.
Wheel you into the emergency room and like they all have like mesh shirts on and they're playing The Cure and their guy liner is running down their face. Wouldn't that be awesome?
One of them's a vampire. They're always killing the patients, turning them into oh my God, that is brilliant.
Goth hospital.
I love that. That's weird.
Then there is South Carolina.
Yeah.
And their main search, their number one search, according to Pornhub, is stepsister.
Oh, come on, Carolina.
Right?
Come on. Which, north or south?
South.
Come on, you guys.
North is lesbian, like a lot of others.
At least it's stepsister.
And Tennessee is Kevin James. All right, we'll be right back. Wait, what? Tennessee is Kevin James.
Are you? I think you're kidding.
No.
Oh, that's really true?
Kevin James.
I thought you were just throwing out. What?
No.
Wow.
That's their number one search.
Does Pornhub have a lot of Kevin James photos?
There's a porn star named... Are we going to run into this?
Yeah.
Can you start it again?
Absolutely. Yeah. Wait.
Kevin James.
You were kidding.
What I'm saying is Kevin James is the number one search in Tennessee.
Right.
So I looked up, is there a porn star named Kevin James?
Right.
And there was like in the 60s and 70s.
But that can't be... That can't be.
So it's Mall Cop.
Oh, no, it is not.
Well, what is it?
Well, I guess so.
What's
why?
What is Kevin James in Tennessee? Why are they searching Kevin James?
We need to get a hold of him and find out what he thinks. Seriously. Like, dude.
It's so funny. You thought I was kidding.
No, I did. I thought it was a total joke.
Tennessee, the main search.
I thought Ralph was going to be on the phone.
On Pornhub is Kevin James.
We got to get a hold of a producer.
Sexy Mall Cop himself.
I need to start this over again.
Yes, please.
Okay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and it's time to talk Dodgers. Game 5 against the Giants is tonight at 6 o'clock, and we welcome back to the show Molly Knight.
Hi, Molly.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Sluggo. How are you guys doing?
We are good. How are you feeling about Game 5?
Nervous. Mm-hmm. Not going to lie.
This is a team that certainly could beat us, and it's a team that we certainly could beat, right?
Yep. It really is like two teams staring at each other in the mirror at this point. 109 wins for each team, and one game to decide it all. It's pretty crazy and exciting and great for everyone who isn't a fan of either one of these teams, because I think both fan bases are pretty nervous right now.
Yeah, I would say so. And I would imagine it's because your opponent is that good. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, truly, tonight, the series has been so good. The teams have been so evenly matched all year long. And tonight, whoever wins will be the better team. There's no excuses, this X team was more talented, but messed up. No, that's not the way it's going to go. It's the better team that's going to win tonight.
Do you think this is a situation where the first person team to score wins, or not necessarily?
I think it's really important for the Dodgers to score first to take the crowd out of it. I think both of these teams are so good, and they have playoff experience. You know, the Giants have won three titles in the last, starting in 2010, and the Dodgers won last year. So they've got veteran players who aren't going to rattle. We see a lot of young players with inexperience who go out there, and it's got to be terrifying, right, to go out there and step into the batter's box with the whole. U.S. watching the game or just to get on the mound and don't screw this up. I mean, the nerves have got to be, off the charts for them. So,
you don't see that very often. You don't notice it, at least, very often.
You don't. You kind of... I don't think they ever, after the game, say, I was just scared. I don't think they ever
I was terrified. I thought we were going to lose. I didn't think we had a chance.
That would be very scary. Yeah.
I think more than that, it's the adrenaline, and so they might be a little bit too amped up, and so pitchers might overthrow a ball. They're thinking, I'm the best. I'm pumped up, and then they throw a ball, and it's not where they want it to be. The location is bad. I think that happens a lot. I think hitters might get over anxious because they want to get that hit that wins the game, like they dreamed about when they were a kid playing in the backyard. So maybe it's not so much that they're scared as it is that they're over amped. We'll see what happens tonight.
Which team hits better when they're hitting well?
The Dodgers. The Dodgers have a good lineup. But this series, they scored 0 runs in game 1 and 0 runs in game 3. They scored 9 runs in game 2 and 7 runs in game 4. So the question of which team are we going to get? It's a bit frustrating to see that, they've either been shut out or they've exploded. But the Giants have kind of scored a couple runs each game. It's the Dodgers have been boom or bust, so they've got a tough assignment tonight facing Logan Webb, who shut them out over 7 2/3 innings in game one. So they've got to figure out him out if they have any chance to win this game.
Is this one of those games where they start bringing in, you know, starting pitchers and, like, you know what I mean? Like, they throw everybody at it.
Yes, I mean, the Dodgers announced this morning gave Gil Robles a heart attack when they announced that Corey Kingsville was going to be starting this game instead of Julio Urias. Part of me was wondering, oh my gosh, did Urias, like, slip on the side of a banana peel celebrating something last night? Did something weird happen? Is he hurt? No, he's not hurt. They just wanted to get Knievel out there. He thought it was a good matchup for the top of the Giants lineup. Hopefully he can get 3 quick outs, and then Urias will come in and, you know, he'll throw 90 pitches or 6 innings, whichever comes first, and pitch the bulk of the game. So it's going to be crazy. It's going to be a chess match. I like Dave Roberts in this scenario. He's been there before. They've gone to 3 World Series in the last 4 years. Whereas Gabe Kapler, he doesn't have as much experience, and he looked a little bit rattled in game 4. I mean, they used, like, all their players, even though they were losing.
It looked like they were going to bring, like, in a field player to pitch.
I know. I don't. That also might have been the strategy. Actually, I know that the Dodgers had a high opinion of Dave Kapler, that he was tight with Andrew Friedman. He's close with Dave Roberts. Dr. Roberts told us that he texted Kapler last night to tell him that Corey Kniebel was starting. I wish he had texted me to tell me that. But, I think. You know, they think highly of him. He was rumored to be, you know, the runner-up for the Dodgers job back when they hired Dave Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
So these are two men who know each other very well. They probably knew each other's tendencies very well, which leads to a whole other layer of the chess match. So we'll see what happens. Kapler doesn't have the experience, though, because once the meaningful playoff games start, man, they go real fast. They speed up, and it gets a lot, you know, to be a lot to manage. So we'll see how Kapler does tonight. Of course, Logan Webb is amazing. He doesn't have to do anything.
Right, sure. We're out of time, but tell us about the long game if people want to follow you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I started a baseball newsletter called The Long Game, and you can find it on my Twitter account, which is Twitter.com/Molly_Knight. And thanks for including that.
Thank you, Molly. We appreciate it. Good luck to the Dodgers tonight.
A fish called Wanderer.
Nope.
John Cleeseville.
Nope. We should give away some money.
Yeah, let's do it. $1,300 up for grabs.
KLOS high low game. You get Rolling Stones tickets just for being color 13.
You can go see them Sunday, October 17th, this Sunday at SoFi Stadium. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. But if you're color 13, you get a pair for sure.
And then you get to pick a number between 0 and 95. The last number guessed was 21, and it was too high.
Too high.
Too high.
Too high.
So be color 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. It is our high-low game, KLOS. Who's this?
Cindy,
you are caller 13.
Ding, 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 ding.
Awesome.
Which means you automatically get tickets to see the Stones on Sunday at SoFi Stadium.
All right. Where's SoFi Stadium?
It is by the Forum.
It's right behind your house.
All right.
Yeah, just take a look out the window. There it is. Pulled up close for you.
It's near the Forum. It's where the Chargers and the Rams play their games, and Stones are going to be playing there.
Yeah.
All right, so the KLOS high-low game for $1,300. You're supposed to pick a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 21, and it was too high.
So what would you like to guess?
13.
I love that number. Unfortunately.
Are you high?
That number is too high.
Dang it.
But you still got the Stones tickets at SoFi on Sunday.
Thank you so much.
Tonight.
Playing SoFi tonight.
Man, oh man, that's amazing. One of the best bands in the history of mankind playing tonight and Sunday. I guess some tickets maybe still available. I don't know. I mean, we for sure have some more tickets for Sunday night to the Stones at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah, I don't know either. You have to look that up.
I love that song. It's just so modern still. It's still very, very of the moment.
This is a strange story about traveling. Texas couple finds their pet chihuahua hiding inside luggage at airport check-in.
Oh, chihuahuas.
They didn't mean to bring the dog.
Well, that's a naughty dog.
The dog meant to bring itself.
Oh, you've seen, like, animals. They'll definitely climb into your luggage when you're packing. So I can easily see overlooking a small one.
Yeah.
Maybe not a golden retriever. But.
I don't love cats. And there was a cat that used to get in my luggage and just pee in it. And then get back up.
Well, they knew. They know. They talk to each other.
They can sense I'm a bad human being. Yes. Yeah. But this story is bizarre. Listen to this report.
This Texas couple heading to Vegas for vacation went to check in for their flight and quickly discovered their dog wasn't about to let them leave her behind.
The Southwest Airlines employee opens up the bag, and immediately this dog just comes with its face out of the boot, just popping its head.
Their chihuahua there named Icky.
Icky.
Okay, hold up.
Icky.
The name of the chihuahua is Icky.
Sure.
What could that possibly be in reference to?
Well, mine is Ichi.
Okay.
Which is the number one in Japanese. My last dog was Zero. So I don't know if Icky maybe means something. You know, you gotta
unless it's Thump.
If you
unless its middle name is Thump.
Icky Thump.
Icky.
Nice. Oof. Yeah, you gotta give a chihuahua a weird name. They won't take any other name. Oh yeah, that's fine. That's
I don't want an Icky. I don't want Icky dog.
Well, when they lick you, a dog licking yeah, little chihuahua spit, you're gonna think Icky.
Nope.
Had stowed away in their suitcase. Here's what happened. Jared and Christy Owens were at the Lubbock airport when they realized their luggage was overweight. They were preparing to move things around when Icky made her big reveal.
Well, hello. What are we doing?
I am right here and ready to go.
This is fun.
The Owens say in their rush to pack, they didn't realize the little dog had made herself comfortable in their suitcase.
Ah.
Imagine. She kind of just is a little old lady and does her own thing. And so we didn't really worry about saying goodbye to her. She doesn't really come out to say, don't leave me. Clearly, she took care of that herself. Oh,
now, let me explain.
My dog, you leave.
Yes, because your dog likes you. Let me explain about this dog. True. This dog didn't have the will to live. She was holding the dog while she was telling the story.
Yeah.
And it was just... You could see Puppy Lake in its eyes.
I can't stand it.
It was just sad.
Somebody
get me out of here. I hate being with this family. Or maybe it was really old. Right. I don't know, but yeah. It was not enjoying life.
That's often the case with a chihuahua.
So, you forgot what was in your luggage.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what the topic is going to be. Wow. Because if you ever look at any of those TSA locations where they stash stuff that they found in luggage.
Yeah.
There are knives.
Yep.
Endless knives.
Yep.
There are nunchucks every once in a while.
A lot of vape pens now.
Vape pens, yes.
Because you can't bring those little batteries on, apparently.
So you forgot what was in your suitcase. I was going on a trip to Las Vegas with Dave, the King of Mexico,
mm-hmm.
who used to work with me at the other place. And we stood in line for an hour, for a full hour.
Oh, no.
And everybody was having to open their suitcase and take the liquid out. They had bottles of whatever.
Yeah.
And we were like, what is wrong with people? Don't they know they're flying? Yeah. This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Half hour, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, super annoyed with everybody. And then they opened his suitcase and he has 3 bottles of wine in it.
Dude!
And I was like,
come on!
We've been shouting about... Yeah, I forgot I had it.
I forgot.
Right.
Come on.
That's my point.
What would they taking wine in his luggage for if it breaks? That would be fun.
I don't have an answer for you.
Oh, Dave.
I don't know.
Call him right now. I'm still mad at him. Because that's
for
ridiculous.
The story I just told
you?
Yes. No, but that happens. You forget that something's in your suitcase.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've got a bow and arrow. You know, whatever. I don't know. Just making that up.
Yeah, I used to carry weed around in one particular suitcase of mine, and I used it one time. It's just a little thing, and forgot it was in there. But fortunately, they didn't open it, so this was back in the day. So.
But you wouldn't have cared anyway.
No, but once I realized and I was in line or whatever, I'm like, oh,
gotcha.
No. Oh, dear.
Gotcha.
But I didn't have any wine. Who takes wine?
3 bottles.
Dude,
come on now. So what did you leave in your suitcase and were embarrassed to have taken out?
Right.
By the TSA.
Oh, what's this whip for? What are you, Indiana Jones?
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about a Texas couple that found their pet chihuahua hiding in their luggage at the airport. And it was a complete surprise to them.
That's amazing that doesn't happen more often.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the question is, what did you forget was in your luggage when you went to the airport?
Hey, what's going on? Is this the Greg B. Harrell Show?
Yes, this is the Greg B. Harrell Show. News in Fresno today that... no, it's not! What do you think about that, buddy?
KLOS, hello.
Hello. So I was in London. Back then, the Shakira low-rise jeans were in, and I found this belt that had 4-inch bullets on it, like a Rambo style belt. And it had, I don't know, they were from an AK-47 or from a rifle. I forget all about it. I bought it, put it in my bag. We're traveling around doing the hospital thing, time to go home. I forget all about it. And I'm going through TSA. And I'll just never forget the way this guy pulled out the belt. It was like slow motion. And I have a whole line behind me of people. And I'm this like 105-pound girl. And he just pulls out in slow motion this like Rambo style belt and holds it up.
I would have started applauding.
Yeah,
if I was behind you, I was like standing ovation.
Hi, KLOS. What did you forget in your luggage?
I was about 13 and my parents and I went to Greece, and little known to me, my dad had bought like a decorative knife in a sheath and he put it in my carry-on. And didn't even tell me.
He put it on your carry-on.
No, Dad.
It was in my carry-on. My parents go through before me.
Wow.
And I'm like, they're going, and they pull out this knife, and I'm like, I have no idea. And I'm like, Mom, Dad.
And your dad's like, peace out.
Yeah, he's like way down the gangway
peace
already.
Out, honey.
He's like, that was the whole plan. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. You forgot you had that in your luggage.
Ooh. Who put the curse upon our telephone?
It was that Greg Beharo fan, I think.
Not sure what happened there.
Yeah, the phone's died. If you're trying to call in, you were on hold forever. Whatever, man.
Hey, sorry about that
whole
thing.
Yeah.
We can't figure out how to make it work.
I spelled a beer into the system again.
Look at that.
What are you going to do?
Let's go to Florida for a story, shall we?
All right.
Accused burglar said motive was desire to see his imaginary girlfriend, Emma.
I like that.
Look at the picture of him, just like you would think.
You wouldn't think that he would have an imaginary
friend. Backwoodsman with a giant beard.
Breaking into someone's house.
Is unkempt. Is that the right word?
Sure. Sure, why not?
Matthew Huber, 43, was arrested Tuesday evening after witnesses spotting him trying to get into a Nissan truck parked outside of Walmart.
Okay.
During the police questioning, Huber reportedly admitted to opening the vehicle's tailgate and looking for something to take.
Yeah, it's like, maybe there'd be something good in there, officer, you know.
He explained to the cops that he was attempting to get in the vehicle to see his imaginary girlfriend, Emma.
Did he say imaginary right out the gate? He did.
He said imaginary. And then he continued, adding that he only sees Emma, quote, when he's tripping on meth.
Well, that makes a sense.
So the guy actually...
Told the officers.
Yeah, told them that. Gave them all of that information.
Yes, I was breaking into the Nissan. Yes, I
was looking for something to sell.
Right. Mm-hmm. Looking for my imaginary girlfriend.
Which I can only see when I buy meth, which is why I needed to break into the truck.
Because right now I'm on meth, but I'm going to run out soon.
Correct.
Then she'll disappear. Oh, it's a love story.
It's a love story.
Lovers.
Right?
That's beautiful.
I've seen this movie. It's a beautiful movie. He was arrested for burglary, carrying a concealed weapon, a butterfly knife, during the commission of a criminal offense.
That was your first weapon. Yeah, no,
what
second
is a butterfly knife.
It's if you can use it really quick. It basically it flips open. And
I see.
Back in the day, it was legal as opposed to a switch knife, a switchblade. But yeah, if you just flip it really fast, it's like.
Is this from your gang days?
Really weird long story. I don't. Oddly, my dad gave it to me, but anyway, he found
was your dad in the gang?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Way back when. Yes.
What?
Yeah. But anyways, he found this switchblade a friend had given me, and he's like, "Dude, you can't have this." And he took it. And I was like in eighth grade. And then a couple days later, he's like, "You can have this though." And then he was like, "Why do you need this?" I'm like, "I don't know. It's a friend of mine."
Why is he yelling at you?
Because he's like, "What do you got a switchblade for, kid?
The hell?
You're gonna be in trouble."
This guy was arrested. This is you if you lived in Florida. He was arrested for burglary, for carrying a concealed weapon during the commission of a criminal offense. He's locked up on $10,000 bond and on two felony counts.
Wow.
His rap sheet includes convictions for grand theft, robbery, narcotics possession, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
But does his girlfriend now, like, when he gets into prison, the fake imaginary girlfriend, is she able to still show up?
No.
While he's still on meth?
Well, I mean, if he's still in on meth,
yeah, he's
but he was
down
breaking into the truck
to get more
to buy meth,
so he
because
could see
he wanted
her.
To see
gotcha
imaginary
right.
girlfriend
right.
Emma.
Sure, oh Emma.
So in jail, Emma's not coming around.
Oh Emma,
she's temperamental. I don't like that about her.
Oh sure, this phone, this random phone, is working.
Sure,
but not ours.
Just not ours.
Damn it!
We got another tweet. From a guy who provides us with a lot of information.
Which one? Raul?
Tim.
Tim, right on Tim.
What's sent up, us a video from a Ring camera.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love those. Man, you see some weird stuff.
Do you love surprise parties?
I like to throw them when they, the couple times I've had them happen to me, they were like almost a disaster.
Really?
Yeah, I like came home one night and there was a bunch of people in the house and I didn't know and I'd been waiting to blow out some massive poop.
Oh, no.
For such a long time. I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom so bad. Open the door and there's a whole bunch of my friends there. So I waited like 2.5 hours. And
wow.
I'm going to be a party pooper. So I usually go to that. What about you? I remember a party you had.
Yes, it was a surprise party, and I had rarely felt more sick.
Oh,
on the way
God.
Home, coming back from a vacation.
Isn't that weird how that happened?
Head hurt, body aches, everything. I was just complaining, and I walked in the front door, and there were like 250 people.
Have fun!
Oh, dude.
I remember that party.
That was rough.
Here. Yeah,
that was when we had the disco band out back.
Yes, but I did not know that you were sick, so well done, dude.
Thank you.
I did not know that
I
at all.
I can fake it.
Yeah, my friends didn't know I was sick.
I can fake it.
I told them later, and they're laughing. Like, what a loser.
That's
why didn't
hilarious.
You go poop? Who cares?
I mean, that's not sick.
This house, everybody would have known.
Yes, for sure.
Small house.
For sure. So this party, apparently everybody has already parked away from the house,
like
which
you're
you have
to do. Surprise party.
Everybody is inside.
Right.
Everybody is corralled around the door so that they're ready to yell surprise.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And there's one person who's in charge of when he walks up. Okay, everybody.
Right.
Here he comes.
Just casually go back in. Yeah.
When he walks in, then they all shout surprise
sure.
and hilarity ensues.
Right.
Except for in this particular case, uh-oh. The Ring camera got a friend.
Yeah.
Who had shown up for the party but didn't know it was a surprise party.
Oh, dude.
And was sitting on the porch on a bench drinking a beer. And then the birthday boy walks up.
Right. That everybody's been, they've all gone to so much work
yes.
to keep it secret and to park away from there and be quiet.
Everybody is in the house.
Right.
They're all, here he comes, here he comes.
Yep.
And the guy on the porch starts yelling out, dude, how are you the last person to your own birthday party?
Oh, man, come on.
Yes. And then the woman who's inside comes running out and she's just, listen, this is the whole thing. Listen to the Ring video.
How are you the last one to show up to your own party? That is messed up.
What party?
Your birthday party. What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
What?
Surprise party.
Surprise party?
Are you drunk?
Of course I am. It's a party.
You guys can come out. Derek messed this up. Seriously.
Disappointed. She goes out to him. She goes, come on inside. There's people who want to celebrate your birthday. Thanks a lot, Derek.
Well done, Derek. You're a genius.
We're going to have to do a phone topic on another day of you ruined.
Oh, yeah.
A surprise party.
Oh, yeah. Or any party.
A day when our phones are working.
Yeah.
We'll try and do that then. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The Kings home opener is tonight.
Oh, my God.
Very excited about that.
You're going, right?
I am going.
That's so cool.
We have 4 tickets to join the LA Kings for hockey night in LA, which is Saturday night.
This coming Saturday.
It's
4-pack of tickets.
Correct.
Nice.
This coming Saturday, as the Kings face the Minnesota Wild, you can get tickets now at lakings.com/tickets. And we're going to give away a 4-pack right now with a trivia question. We talked to Luke Robitaille, the president of the Kings, yesterday. And I brought up 2 different things that were in his wife's Instagram. One was that he wasn't the best cook,
right.
chef.
Right.
And the other was Luke explaining to us something that he did very, very poorly.
He copped to not being able to do one thing in life not
correct.
Well.
Actually, so much so that his wife, Stacia, had to do it. Instead
and it
of
was
them.
Very funny.
So what was that?
Yeah, he brought that up himself. Actually.
Yes.
Yeah,
if you were listening to that yesterday, what was it that he's a failure at? 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Be caller 13 and dialing music for you from Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen. It is Don't Back Down.
95.5 KLOS.
Stuff, man.
Love that.
That song. It's so good. Hey, is our phones actually working now?
I think. Let's see. KLOS, who's this?
Justin.
You are caller 13.
Really?
Yeah, 4-pack of tickets to see the Kings this Saturday night.
If you can answer the question.
Yes.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So we were talking to Luke Robitaille, and he admitted that he's terrible at what?
Backing up the boat.
Backing up the... wow.
The boat on the trailer?
Yeah. No.
so much.
It's backing up.
Yeah.
I mean, backing up is correct.
I think that's good enough. It's close. It's a recreational vehicle.
Yes.
So he heard it.
Okay.
You were talking
about.
Yeah,
I heard it yesterday.
I don't think you were paying quite close enough attention, sir. But you really want to go?
It was like a Winnebago or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I do want to go.
All right. You got it.
I've been before, so.
You got three humans to go with you?
You have it.
Yes, I do.
Good. Four-pack
congratulations. You got a four-pack of tickets Saturday night as they kick off Hockey Night in L.A. at Staples Center. They play the Minnesota Wild. Congratulations, man.
Where else can they get
thank
tickets
you, sir.
If they're not this gentleman?
LAKings.com/tickets.
Nice. All right. What were you telling me about Roger Waters? What's the deal with Mr. Waters?
Pink Floyd's Roger Waters, 78, marries for the fifth time. As he declares, I'm so happy, and shares photos of his wedding to his former chauffeur, Camila Chavez.
Well, you know, fifth time is the charm. I heard someone ask him if he would go for a sixth time, and he said,
the answer is, f*** you. No f***ing way.
So I guess five times is the max for Roger.
I always see these stories and think, maybe, maybe marriage isn't your thing.
Yeah, you had an interesting idea you told me about that I've never heard a concept
before. It was just
before.
A theory of a 7-year wedding and at the end marriage, and at the end of the 7 years, both partners can walk if they want.
I think that is a really interesting,
and if you're
progressive,
really,
modern idea.
And if you're really interested, you stay engaged and you keep making the other person happy so that they re-up at the end of 7 years.
So you stay married for 7 years,
yes,
for sure, uh-huh, and just really work it.
With an opportunity to renew.
To split, if
or
not.
Or split.
Hmm.
Just,
without any,
just a theory.
No harm, no foul.
Right, just a theory.
I mean, I'm happy to say 13 years after that 7 mark, I'm way happy, so it would have been great. But yeah, that's very interesting.
So he got married for the fifth time. So
uh-huh.
I just, you got to think, like, second, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Third, I mean, are you sort of starting to feel like maybe this isn't for me? Fourth. At fourth, aren't you a little embarrassed?
Starting to, well, at least think.
I mean, he is 78.
I'm not sure why I'm committing at this point.
He did spread it out over an entire lifetime.
And he's saying this fifth one at 78 is, quote, for life, right?
Well, yeah, because he's 78. yeah, they got married at his estate in New York that he purchased for $16.2 million, and they put a bunch of pictures out on social media.
Yeah.
And this, but your fifth wedding, I mean, it feels like.
How many times did Elizabeth Taylor get married? Wasn't she like, I don't know, 12
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, I do think it was
something way out there.
Ungodly number.
Yeah.
And I think several of them were repeats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
So.
Well, it didn't work the first time. Let's give it one more shot.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, sure.
So, how many times were you married, and how many times would you get married?
Yeah, there you go.
818-955-KLOS. So maybe you got married when you were super young.
Right.
Then you got married again. Okay, that's two. Then that failed. Now you're looking down the barrel of three.
Maybe one of them died.
Okay.
Maybe you didn't get the divorce.
Sure.
So now you can go for four. Maybe one exploded. He just isn't around anymore.
I don't feel like these are accurate guesses. But how many times did you and would you?
Or do you know someone that got
married
X amount of times?
However many
times.
Like
a surprising number of times.
Yes.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Why good luck? I don't know. We were talking about Pink Floyd's Roger Waters, 78 years old, married for the fifth time. And we were asking, how many times have you gotten married?
7.5 times.
That's not what?
Wait, what's the half?
Annulment.
You were married 7 times and an annulment.
Yes.
May I ask how old you
when
are?
I was,
yeah, how old were you?
I'm
started?
46.
So you,
I'm
you're 46, 46.
And I started when I was 19.
19. Yes. Well, how long did that first one last?
Till I was 22. We divorced January, and then I got remarried September of that same year.
Okay.
And when I was 22... We got divorced. That second one, we got divorced when I was 23.
Okay.
I remarried when I was 24.
What the?
Then I remarried.
Were you like? Were you collecting bonus points, or like, was there wedding gifts?
It was wedding gifts.
Yeah.
I was actually going to tell you that for yesterday's conversation about collections,
mm-hmm.
I was going to call in and say I collect husbands.
You do. You really do.
That's awesome.
All right, question. You're 46. Yeah. Would you get married again? Of course you would.
Yay!
Of course.
Of course, because I collect husbands.
Yeah, don't act like you're being picky now.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. Can you beat 7.5?
We are talking about how many times you were married. We talked to a woman who was married for 7.5 times.
7.5, the annulment is the half.
That is correct. And you were married?
And you say you can beat that?
Yep, I beat that girl.
Yeah, how many times?
Okay. First wife, 1981, right?
All right.
Met her when I was 15. All right. Stayed with her for a good old 9 years and I think shy of 10 years.
All right, let's just go through the years. We don't have time to live your life in your real time.
I got it.
We're moving in with you at this point.
All right. 81, okay. You were married.
Okay. Next year.
Right. Second wife, I married her 3 times. Within a 5-year period.
Wow, you guys had now, some blowout fights.
Big time.
Yeah.
But the whole thing that was going on, I was still with the first wife, but divorced.
Okay, hold up. So you were married for the first time, and then you stayed with her after you divorced her while you were married to another girl 3 different times.
Correct.
Okay.
You got it, brother. And nobody can beat that one because...
Yeah, that's pretty hard.
In Las Vegas, looked at me and said, "Are effing nuts." And I said...
By the way, you are.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is an accurate
statement. You're torturing yourself at this point, let alone the ladies. The ladies.
Wow.
Torturing part, bro, because the first wife...
No, we're not going to badmouth the women now. Listen. Listen, you were dickish. Admit it.
Keep it in your pants, buddy. Hey, they told you in Vegas you're crazy.
If we just had a little bubble gum and duct tape.
We'd be able to fix this.
Might be able to hold this together.
Hey, yeah, if you were trying to call us a little while ago and you're on hold forever, sorry, I spilled a beer on the console earlier and nothing's working right
it's
now.
It's not so. Working great.
Not quite up to
Which
par.
Which also makes our high-low game difficult.
Yeah.
It's possible that the phones don't work and you won't be able to get through, but we're going to try.
We're going to try because we want to give you money.
Yes, it's up to $1,400.
That's right. And the last guess was 13, which is too high on a scale between 0 and 95. So if you feel lucky.
Be caller 13 818-955 KLOS. It's possible that we'll answer the phone.
We'll give
it's
it a
also
shot.
Possible that we won't.
You'll probably hear us and we won't be able to hear you.
We'll do our best. But if you get through, you'll also win tickets to see the Rolling Stones on Sunday.
That's
at SoFi.
Right. If you're caller 13.
So good luck with that, with calling us and with us answering.
818-955-KLOS.
All right, let's bet on whether this is going to work or not.
I was going to say high-low on whether or not the phones work.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to say we're going to hear nothing. It's really weird.
Let's give it a try.
All right. Hello. Hello.
KLOS, who's this?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, this is Gabriel.
Hey, Gabriel, we can hear you.
Our phones worked.
Woo!
Congrats, you are caller 13, Gabriel.
All right.
Which means you automatically win the Stones tickets. They're playing SoFi Stadium on Sunday. You get those tickets.
For sure. Done deal.
And you get a shot at $1,400 in our high-low game. So basically, you have to give us a number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 13, and it was too high.
Oh, okay.
So if you had to pick a number, you would say...
Between 0 and 95?
It would be 9.
Turns out that...
Are you high? Are you high?
I'm high.
You're high, buddy.
You are high.
Good for you. Why don't you share? Bogarting, are you?
So you got the Stones tickets. So
yep.
You're set for Sunday night.
Awesome.
Nicely done. Congratulations. Thank you to our phones for working.
Guys, you guys are the best.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo and time for what we learned.
What did we learn today? I was paying zero attention.
Roger Waters is getting married for the 5th time, and we asked how many times our listeners had been married. One woman called in with 7 times, plus an annulment.
And another gentleman said that he had been married a bunch of times, 3 times to the same woman while still with the other woman that he had married. So that was interesting.
I didn't follow that. When he said it or when you recapped it. None of the times.
Well, happy to help.
Also, things you left in your luggage for a flight at TSA when they found it. A punk rocker called in and said that she had a belt with AK-47 bullets in it.
We were very excited about that.
That seems not okay to the TSA. They're not big fans of that.
They also don't want a chihuahua, turns out.
Correct. Oh, and also go Dodgers.
Oh, yeah. Go Dodgers! All right. I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
Oh, man. What a time for, well, maybe not rock, but pop on this day in
that music stuff in 1972. The number one song in the United States was all about a pet rat. Michael Jackson's Ben was number one on this day in rock, pop, whatever, in 1972. It was on this day in rock in 2000 when the Beatles' official autobiography anthology hit number one on the New York Times nonfiction bestseller list. It was on this day in rock in 2007 when the Tom Petty documentary Running Down a Dream debuted at the New York Film Festival.